Well, it's a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight.
Our biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. We have five candidates. Let's go through the list, talk about each candidate, and then we will vote on the biggest coming to town. Candidate number one, tonight at the Winspear Opera House, downtown Dallas.
Yeah, Bob.
Ian Anderson, the longtime lead singer of Jethro Tull.
Is he going to have his flautist with him?
He is.
Or is he the flautist?
Really, he is the flautist.
See, I like the... Do you like beef flautist, or do you like chicken ones?
More chicken.
Mm-hmm.
My words, but a whisper.
Is it the flute that makes this a whip, or...
Yes.
And a few of the melodies. And the lyrics. Snot is running down your nose is never a good lyric.
Your sperm's in the gutter.
Yeah, I'm hearing it, but I just don't get it. I know a lot of Jethro Tull fans, though.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that lick is the worst. Okay, Jer's doing a bit. Yeah. Let's repeat this.
But that's
time.
What I think of. That's all.
Listen to this mess. This is a bunch of junior college music theory students.
The opening lyric is junior high school beginning guitar player. It's like a...
Right.
Playing that over and over again.
Yeah, it's a guy testing a Kramer or an Epiphone.
Nothing wrong with this song.
You know, Ian Anderson is in town because the show is tonight, and he may be driving around listening to 2 a.m.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You've done a lot more than I ever will.
He's got slumped shoulder. And
I'm sorry. I take it all back.
He's about to quit music now.
I'm sorry.
They did have a very long and successful run.
No doubt.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
What, Danny?
It's not Danny.
They suck. I could have done all that and decided not to, because I'm authentic. They sold out playing this pop music.
Pop music.
All right, well, it's not Jethro Tull. It's Ian Anderson, lead singer of Jethro Tull, here tonight.
Okay.
And he is, by the way...
Yay.
He is 67.
And 67.
All right, candidate number two, Wednesday night at the Southside Ballroom. It's KVIL's Potopia. Sorry.
Potopia.
Poptopia. Not Potopia.
Man, they're kind of going off the radar there.
The opposite of what KVIL would do, right?
Yeah. Pottopia is KLTY. I think they had that, right?
I think that would be wrong.
That's going to get us a few emails, probably.
Or mom.
No, it's Poptopia featuring Magic.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed, put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet.
That's weird that they would have another radio station at their big concert. Is Magic 102.9 going to be there?
Oh, my gosh. You're that so...
I'm like three formats behind.
You're three decades behind.
In a very niche comedic genre, radio humor.
Somebody out there has a lighter up. I just know it.
I not only have a lighter up, I have a white glove on my hand as I'm holding the lighter up. The white hand that was just moved over a record. Remember that? The commercial they had?
Yeah, the Magic.
The Magic.
Didn't you work there for like 3 months?
I did.
In
the early days of the ticket, I was the fill-in news writer for like 3 months. I don't even think it was 3 months. It had to be
a month. Well, you only went a month and a half. You went like half the time.
And that was when Craig and I lived together with Grego and Ticket to Ganji.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the ticket compound, the original ticket compound. And we stayed drunk 24 hours a day at that place because it was such a frat house.
And you slept in every morning. You never made your shift.
Yeah, and Craig was... This was the chain. This was the phone chain that went on.
Because they would
didn't have a phone.
They would get upset because I hadn't showed up for work. They would call my mom, and my mom would call Craig, and Craig would have to go into my room and wake me up.
So nothing's changed.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
Yeah, now it's us that has to call.
Where's Wharton?
Yes. I don't know. Call my mom.
All right, by the way, this group is Magic, M-A-G-I-C, exclamation point.
This song's huge. How do you pronounce that? Is it Magic?
Magic. Song gets played every 2 seconds.
And they are a Canadian reggae band. Very unusual.
It is unusual. Gordon, you're singing this song at training camp.
I did?
Weren't you? Yeah, you were.
No, I was singing the Iggy Azalea song.
Yeah, you were singing that one.
That was
one
I was on.
Too.
I wasn't singing this one.
Yes, you were. You love this song.
What's happening? Canada number three. Biggest show coming to town this week.
So this is UB40? Is that who this is?
Friday night at the House of Blues, Better Than Ezra.
Well, good. Because Ezra sucks.
They're okay.
Is this closing time?
90s band.
This is their only song, right?
Is that half the song?
No, they
the
had
90s.
A few others.
They had...
Who sings Closing Time?
Somebody besides Better Than Ezra.
Oh. No.
Does sound like them, though. Is this good? All right.
No, it's the name of the song good.
They had a couple of
the chorus off that bass there.
They had a couple of top 50 hits, not 40. One top 40 hit.
This is my favorite song of theirs.
This is not them.
Who sings this?
Confusing people.
Semi Sonic.
Yeah.
Not full Sonic. Did they lose a few members or?
Oh, yeah.
All right, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the American Airlines Center, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I will be there.
You will.
I've never seen him before, and I'm making it a mission to go see him.
He will fail. Show.
Can't wait.
He will fail.
Can't wait. It's going to be great.
Is this a dumb question, or will Ryan's be there?
Oh, he's got to be, right?
Oh, I don't think so. I think Ryan sees Tom Petty now as competition.
They're playing a competing
gig. They're playing across town the same night.
Lee Harvey's at the same time. He's greatness.
He really is.
And it's amazing. And Ryan's has clued me in on some of the stuff that he's put out in the last, I don't know, 5 to 8 years. It gets no airplay.
It sucks. Mm-hmm. That's why it gets no airplay.
No, it's
great.
But the problem is we don't have any rock stations anymore to play it.
Yeah, because all the rock sucks.
Shut up.
You know, this song and this album, Damn the Torpedoes, the album, that is the first album that I ever wore out.
Yeah,
I could
great
not,
album.
I could not listen to this enough.
You ever seen The Doc on Him?
No,
The Doc on Him.
Yes, the documentary.
Yeah, you know what that is.
You ever seen The Doc on Him?
I'll bring it tomorrow. It's really good.
Yeah, you got it?
Cue Chris music.
I can't wait. I hear they're great live. Got pretty good seats.
We played this song live during Amarillo Armadillo's warm-ups in my Nerf basketball league when I was a kid.
Boy, you had some great arena rock going.
Yeah, we did. The crowd loved it.
Playing from your stupid jam box.
We, the players, got into it, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to bring back the jam box, the carrying it on the shoulder jam box.
You guys have a favorite Petty tune? This is mine.
Yeah. This is a great song. I like, what is that there?
They're all coming to mind, aren't they?
Well, it's hard to think of the name when this is playing in my ears.
My other favorite is Free Falling. Love that song.
Yeah. What's the name of it? It's off of Into Darkness.
She's a good girl.
I do love
loves
this song.
Her mom, loves
such a cool
Jesus,
song.
In America too.
Break Breakdown's a great song.
Yeah. Especially the live version.
Don't Do Me Like That's a great song.
Love that song.
Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Great song.
Won't Back Down.
You Got Lucky. That's my favorite Tom Petty song.
That's a great song.
Love the keyboards in that. And hopefully he'll play it on Friday night.
He'll play all the hits.
Is that what he does?
That's what he does now, yeah.
He doesn't play a lot of the new stuff, so I wouldn't mind hearing some of that, too.
It was about 70 years ago he played stuff off his new record. But
all I need is you tonight.
Every time I've seen him since, it's been a hit parade.
Maybe I'm going to go to this.
You ought to.
I've never seen him either. Wait, did we see him at the Super Bowl? Did he do half? We did see him there, right? Halftime?
Oh, yeah.
So we've kind of seen him.
Kind of, but not really.
Three songs.
Yeah.
Did he do, Because You're Mine, I Walk the Line?
He may have done a version of that. Yeah, because he did some stuff with,
That was on his album Petty Cash, wasn't it?
It's all right. I like that.
Okay.
It's
all right. But I just feel suckered in, so I'm not going to laugh.
Judge Jr. says it's admissible.
I liked it.
Okay.
But I really didn't know where you were going with it. That was a pleasant pass.
I hate you.
All right. Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Sarah Evans.
I love her voice. That's not it.
Late today, still feel the sting of the pain.
Really? Because you suck.
Anyway. Hey. God dressed through the mess and put a smile on my face.
And she's a looker, too.
I got a little
she
bit
is
longer.
Married.
Sorry.
Well, that's not my point. No. She's married, I believe, still to former Alabama quarterback Jay Barker.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
Different
not
Barker.
Bob Barker. All right, shall we vote?
Yeah.
Biggest
an easy one.
Coming to town this week, is it candidate number 1 tonight at the Windspear, Ian Anderson? Candidate 2, Wednesday at the Southside Ballroom, Magic. Candidate 3, Friday at the House of Blues, Better Than Ezra. Candidate 4, Friday at the AAC, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We're candidate 5 Saturday at the Bass Hall, Sarah Evans, George.
This better be unanimous. Tom Petty.
Yes, I agree.
That's a threat.
There is one guy, though, that would and could derail it, and he is next in line. Gordon?
I think Better Than Ezra is
unbelievable.
The biggest show coming to town.
Everybody hates you.
Well, they had that closing time hit. That was huge.
All right.
All right, he abstains.
Yep.
I did not abstain. You're disenfranchising me. Your motor voter law is causing me from being able to vote.
Sean?
Petty.
Jer?
Let's sing some Petty. What do you say?
Fernando?
Tom Petty.
And I'll take Petty. So 5 votes to 1 abstention. Yeah. It is Tom Petty, Friday, AAC.
That is,
here's Tom Petty.
Yeah, this is when he had the flu and was touring.
You know, I saw this video. It was posted on the Tim Jankovich fan forum recently.
There's no such thing. All right, what's next?